Hi, welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. This is Dave Custy. I'm here at the Night of 100 Elvis in West Baltimore in the Lithuanian Hall. And my guest tonight, right now, is Tim of the Carbkins. Tim, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tim.
Well, I'm the president of the Carbkins Car Club. My father started the car club back in 1957. It's the oldest car club in Baltimore, to my knowledge. And we actually just got it back together in about 96. I've been the president of the club since 96. This is the 18th year I've been the president. And basically, it's a car culture-based club. It's like it's about the old cars. It's about the look, the style, the music. It's everything, all wrapped in one.
Get a little bit back in history. How did your father think of starting this club?
Actually, he wasn't actually the founder. He was like one of the co-founders. It's like back in the 50s, if you had a car, you were in a car club. It's just the way it was. And it's like car clubs back in the 50s wasn't like what people consider like a club of today. It's like we embraced the old cars. Back then, the old cars were brand new. So it was like basically the same thing as if you were to go out and buy a brand new car of today and get into a car club. That's what it was like back in the 50s. It's like 58 Chevy to them was a brand new car, fresh off the line. So it's like they were like just a group of guys got together, like the same stuff, working on cars, paint cars, going to the track, that kind of thing.
And it's Baltimore-based?
Yes, it is. Actually, Baltimore City-based.
So what are some of the events that you go to regularly?
Actually, there's a lot of events. There's usually starts off at the beginning of the season. We start off by going to Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekender, probably one of the biggest car shows in the country. And after that, there's a slurry of them. You have the Jalopy Showdown. It's a vintage circle track in Lattimore, PA. You look, they're everywhere. The shows that we attend are car culture based clubs. They're not like the old man parking lot shows where everybody like sits behind their car all day and waits for a trophy. As a matter of fact, the bulk of the shows that we do go to don't even offer trophies. It's like they have like rockabilly based bands, and you know, it's just about the whole scene.
You don't happen to have any 57 Cadillacs, do you?
No 57s, no. I got a 66. 66 Cadillac limousine.
My best friend growing up, his father had a 57 Cadillac with the electric seats. And
they're a little expensive. Even the junky ones that you want to restore, they start off
pretty salty. Imagine restoring it. Jeez. Getting the parts for that?
Parts are out there if you want to pay a premium for them, but they're out there.
So here we are at the Night of 100 Elvis. How did you get involved with this?
I just wanted to get some good parking.
It's always that basic thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you drive an old car, you don't really want to leave it in the neighborhood like where you can't see it, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's not to really say that this isn't, you know, like centrally located in one of the better neighborhoods in Baltimore. So leaving my 58 Chevy about eight blocks away from here does bother me some, you know? It's like, I need to see it.
So take me through, like, your day starting today and then into tomorrow. What, how you set up and all that kind of stuff?
Actually, this year is the first year we're actually the merch table. It's like, as well as having a custom motorcycle shop, I also own a t-shirt shop. I've been doing the t-shirts for them for the past 4 years, but between you and I, it's like their t-shirt designs are a little bit lacking, so they haven't really sold well. I told them that I knew that I could do a t-shirt design that would actually sell. I'm crossing my fingers and hoping they do, because they're like, you can have it. You're doing it all. You can pay for them. You can do it all. And I'm like, it's not really what I meant. But so it's like, we're the merch table tonight. We're making and selling the shirts for Night of 100 Elvises. This is the first time we've done this. And depending on how it goes, could be the last.
Not that encouraging, but we'll see what happens. But you've opened the door. Tell me a little bit about your business.
It's a custom motorcycle shop. Harleys, obviously. I went to Maryland Institute of Art. I basically look at motorcycles more as like a rolling sculpture. I've been featured in international magazines 9 times, a couple of nationals, a couple of internationals. It was like seven times
really?
Total.
So you enjoy that a lot?
I enjoy building bikes. I don't necessarily like repairing them for people that don't have money. That's really getting annoying. It's getting a little thin.
I appreciate your frankness here. So how long have you been coming here? Did I ask you that already? I don't know.
I don't believe you did. I might have said that. It's been 11 years now.
11 years?
Yeah.
Or do you think you can still do it next 10 years, 20 years?
Well, as long as they're willing to do it, I'll do it. It's like, what else you got to do the first weekend of December? Nothing.
Good point. Very good point. Christmas shopping? Nah, not yet.
I mean, I think there's going to be a fun event tomorrow night, and I'm not actually slated to be here tomorrow. But a couple streets down, the Mobtown Ballroom is actually having a big swing dance. And I'd like to hope that they're doing it in... commemoration of Pearl Harbor Day. It's like they just think it lucky and new to 7th, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, Saturday. It's like, well, there's a little bit more meaning to it than that. And if you don't know that, there was a president once that said that that day would live in infamy, and I'd like to agree with him. Yeah. But I think everybody can't get past the 9/11. But I seem to remember it's like 9/11, I believe, is when the Japanese actually surrendered in World War II. I believe it was like 9/11. I can't remember. I'd have to check that out. I know what it was. It was the one Japanese leader that they were going to try for a war crime. On 9/11, he tried to take his own life. And then the American surgeons came in and kept him alive so that they could hang him, I guess.
So anything else you want to add, you want to talk about?
Well, I can tell you this. We also do the only car culture event in Baltimore. It's called the Mobtown Greaseball. We actually just finished up our 17th year for that. We typically get like between 600 to 700 cars show up, have about 8 or 9 rockabilly bands play for
it. Where's this take place?
It varies depending on the year, actually. It's like we've gone through our 7th location, and I'm actually trying to get the Benji's Drive-In Theater to be the next location. I'm having a little bit of trouble getting up with the owner, but that's my plans anyway.
But when does it happen?
It happens in September. It's always the third weekend in September.
Okay, we'll have your back right before that. We'll talk about it.
Sounds like fun. I'm in.
So, Tim, first off, give me your last name.
Sneed. S-N-E-E-D.
Okay.
I have to spell it because everybody always thinks it's E-A.
Like Sam Sneed, eh?
Right, exactly. I've also been asked, is that your uncle? No. No relation.
Maybe get into a golf club for free or something. Say, yeah, John. Oh,
there's Sam now.
So give me some contact information, how people can get
you. The easiest way to get a hold of me is mobtowncycle@comcast.net.
Very good. And we'll have a link on the website for all your activities and your work.
Sounds good.
Like that.
I'm actually working on getting a website for the Carb King. So if that happens in the new year, it's going to be carbkings.com. I already bought the domain. I actually bought it like 3 times, but it keeps getting stolen from me. You know, it's like a web designer doesn't give your pay up information, and next thing you know, Snap Names picks it up. I had Carb Kings was actually owned by a Chinese company, and since I don't really speak Chinese, I really have no idea what they were selling.
No negotiation.
Didn't really work out too well. They had it for 2 years, and I just bought it back again. I think it's the third time I've bought that.
I want to thank Tim Sneed.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank him to come here at Night of 100 Elvises. I've been here for 11 years. I've been here for 11 minutes, really, basically.
Very good.
Like that. But thanks for coming on Baltimore Internet Radio, and we'll supply all your information.
Right
thank
on.
You very much, Tim.
Sounds good.